Jesus Christ, what a day, what a night. What a fucking day yesterday. I had, you don't have to believe me. I know you don't have to. It's not even what I'm saying is true. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just throwing this shit out there, man. You know, dig it. I want to show you guys something, man, because it's bitching. I think it is, anyway. I think it's kind of funny. This is from, God damn it. This is from a YouTube video. They took Downfall featuring Adolf Hitler, and they put new words to it. I hope you can hear this. Let me see. Jesus. Pretty cool. I think it's kind of funny. I think it is. I dig it. So it is. So that's on YouTube. That's called Hitler Talks About Phil Hendry. Okay, I don't know, man. I'm. So yesterday I had food poisoning. That's what happened. Went to. I don't want to say. Because I still have a very fond place in my heart for this one particular restaurant I went to for lunch. But I got to tell you, man, it was a brutal thing. It was a brutal comeuppance to just get fucking nailed with this shit. And, but that's what happened, you know, that's what happened. So, it was actually Monday, so today's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, so what happened to me was that I went and had fucking lunch and... That was Monday afternoon, and then yesterday. I've lost a fucking day, I'm telling you. And last night, no sleep, you know. I'm telling you, it's, hey. Now, I mentioned that there is a significant thing to tell my BSPs. This will not affect you in the least. This will only affect others besides BSPs, and that is the following. There's a very, very good chance, a very, very good chance... that our show will go behind the paywall at some time, back behind the paywall at some time in the near future. How many shows will be left available? Right now, as you know, there are 5 that rotate throughout the week. And that will probably be the case. But nonetheless, I shouldn't say that will be the case. That will not be the case. There will be fewer shows available, if any at all. If any at all. And why are we making this change? Why are we making this decision? Because, as you know, it's always been a balancing act between servicing our subscribers and making the show available for promotional purposes. And we always have to keep an eye on the bottom line. We have to keep an eye on subscribers versus potential advertisers, so on and so forth. And it is my decision, in concert with the feelings of others. Who are also a part of the brain trust, such as it is, of the Phil Hendry Show, that we do return to limiting the exposure of the show for free. Now, that's just the show. It's just the show that I do, and it's not a big goddamn deal, I don't think, but that is the immediate plan right now, to, again, put our show back behind the paywall. You are Backstage Pass listeners. You will have it in your RSS feed as usual. It will be available to you as usual, live or, you know, the actual live audio portion. Will it be available to you as a subscriber? Very good question. It will be available to you as a download, but will it be available to you as a live product? As a subscriber, when we, if indeed the show, in all of the shows, and that means going from 5 down to 0 on a free platform, if the show returns to the paywall platform or behind the paywall platform, will you be able to hear it live as a Backstage Pass subscriber? I don't know. That would not entail TuneIn. TuneIn doesn't do that. You know, TuneIn just makes available what is ever available, you know. I don't believe that they, fuck around with any, you know, passwords. I wouldn't expect them to, nor would I feel really comfortable doing that. The other would be, of course, password protecting the Listen Live feature. And that is an iffy thing, because I'm not so sure I want to do that. I want to leave the Listen Live feature available so that any time we want to throw something out there to the general public, we can do that. And to that extent, I would like to leave our tune-in options available to us as well. Will we have other programming available free? Yes. Will it be the radio show, or I should say, will it be the podcast and the archives? No. It will be entirely different. So all of that will go back again behind this paywall and be protected. It's a crazy world, man. You know,
it's a crazy world. And I stay in mine. And niggas don't cross the line. Niggas stay in line.
I'm just quoting Lil Wayne. I'm not being, I'm not being a bad guy. I'm just quoting Lil Wayne. All right. I probably shouldn't have used the N-word, but I was just quoting the song, so I'm... Now, one of the things that we discovered here were a series of promos that I had done for the old show on Facebook, and they were still over on Facebook. And we had a marvelous little editing program and all kinds of exciting and wonderful things that we could do. And that fucking editing program went south. I don't know where the fuck it is now. It was, I can't even remember what it was called. But I do want to get that editing program back, because I do want to begin to edit these small videos that we did from in studio. And because I think they will definitely, you know, put a spring in your step and a bounce in your fucking mouth. There's a lot of shit. I want to share with you my frustration. There's a lot of shit that I want to do, and the entire foundation, the Phil Hendry infrastructure that surrounds me and supports me just doesn't move fast enough. One of the things, I come from radio. I'm an old radio dog, man. And what does that mean? It means every fucking, not just every day, but every second of every day. Every second, sorry, Alex, I forgot to, you know. Every second of every day, things are changing. Programming is changing. There's a new song. There's a new host. There's a bit of news. There's a new commercial. There's a new. I come from that orientation. And I come from the orientation, when you want it done, it gets done. When you want it, you get it. And for the longest time, because of the fact that we left a big fucking platform with Clear Channel and we became a self-contained unit, we have been a very slow operation. Extremely fucking slow. Even to the point where, and I'm not trying to badmouth my good friends at LEG, they're good guys, but even when we went into business with Levity Entertainment, the guys that produce the one-man show, the guys that make our podcast available on Sideshow Network, the guys that develop our website, they are digital guys, and they're goddamn good at what they do, but they're not communication guys, and there's a big fucking difference, and it's something that I see all the time when I'm talking to podcasters who are generally first-timers at this idea of communicating and entertaining. They may be people that had wanted to get into radio, but this was their opportunity now in the world of podcasting, where they can actually tackle that and do that and sort of fulfill, you know, an impulse that they might have had or a dream that they've had. But there is a real, there's a lot of learning to be done in this arena of communication. And communication is, you can call that entertainment if you want, but what it is, you know, making contact with the audience in a positive way. Call that whatever you want. Informing them, entertaining them, I don't know, I don't give a shit anymore. It's making contact with the audience in a positive way. Laughing, you know, helping them laugh, you know. This is something that podcasters, the vast majority, do not know much about. And that's the art form. And that's, you know, that's tough, man. That's the entertainment sense. That's the onstage thing. That's something that you can't learn in a manual. There's nothing in the podcasting manual will help you with that. All right. So that having been said, part of that in the world that I live in, which again I'm coming from a radio orientation, and even though this is not radio, it's podcasting, it's on demand, it's a little bit slower, it still is a very daily process, and it needs to get done daily. It needs to happen. I have not as yet been able to put a boot into the asses of the people that support me hard enough to get shit done the way I want it done. I have to educate. And this has been the fact for me for years. Years and years. I've had to educate people that worked on my show as to how to produce my show, but I have to educate people now on the entire concept of contacting, of communication with listeners and what consumers want and what consumers understand. I mean, it's incredible. We have an entire generation of geeks, computer geeks, internet geeks, who are really smart when it comes to all of that technology, and they don't know a fucking thing about people. Not a goddamn thing about how to, you know, how to make things easier for them. As I've said to the guys many times, the more times they got to click the button, the more people you lose. The more fucking times you make them go to this link and then that link and then this link and then that link, you're losing people every fucking time. And I've used as an example Mark Maron's website, which when I was over at Mark's house, and I looked at his website just over his shoulder. He's got one big fucking button, and that's today's podcast. Now, one of the things that I don't do anymore that you may have noticed is I don't lose my fucking temper. I don't do that anymore. I realize that there's only so far you can go with that, and there's only so much headway you can make when you're, and most of the time you're just, you know, giving yourself a heart attack. You have to be creative. You have to be creative. And you have to be patient. And you have to say, well, it is what it is. It is what it fucking is. We'll have to win another way. Am I going to get a leg up in the competition by, you know, having these different features that I've wanted for like years and years and years? And years, or do I have to try something else, you know? But it can be extremely difficult. It's extremely frustrating when I see, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 9, 10, 15 different, 20 different things that I want fucking done that I've brought up time and again in meetings, time and again in conversations I've had with people, and it isn't there. People don't get it, man. They just don't fucking understand. You know, I want a website that is easy to use. I want a website with a search engine. I want a website that has keywording. In other words... If we've got this big fucking archive and nobody can find a goddamn motherfucking thing in it, what the fuck is the point, okay? Now, you would think I wouldn't have to bring that up, but yes, I have. I've had to actually bring that up. I had to actually say, where's the search engine? How the fuck can people find things on this website? Well, I mean, anything. No, how the fuck do they, you know... If we're advertising 10,000 hours, unless, of course, you want to say, well, we don't have 10,000 hours of shit. And as a matter of fact, who gives a fuck? Just listen to the Daily Podcast. I don't know, you know, and I'm just telling you what it is I think is the strength of our enterprise here. And one of the things that we are strong with is this catalog that we have. I'm at a point right now, to be perfectly honest with you, where I would love to go to an Earwolf, LEG, whatever the fuck is out there, and license the entire goddamn catalog to them and let them do whatever the fuck they want with it, which would, I don't know what that would be, but I would, you know, I'd license it to them, give them the rights, whoever they are, and let them take that catalog, repurpose all of that comedy, all of that audio. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If there are people out there in the podcast world that don't understand what you could do with a Phil Hendry catalog, I mean, you ought to get out of the fucking business and go and do some other shit, man. Sell a car, you know, sell ladies' shoes, some of you in the wrong motherfucking business, okay? But I haven't decided I'm going to do that yet. But if I do, I can tell you this much, and if we're able to make a deal like that, my life will be so much easier. It will. It'll be so much fucking easier. Because running a business is a hard thing, and it wouldn't be that I wouldn't still be running the business. It wouldn't be that we wouldn't still have a business to run, but it would be a different business to run, and it would be more along the lines of what I was experiencing through most of my career, which was it was somebody else sort of administering and facilitating. The only difference being I would own the content. But you could take the fucking Phil Hendry Show catalog, all 10,000 hours, repurpose that into some amazing shit and sell the advertising and that motherfucker. Now you say to me, well, why don't you do that, Phil? Sure, I've got all the motherfucking time in the world to sit down and carve up 10,000 motherfucking hours and repurpose and go out and sell it. Bullshit, you know? The podcasting world is a world that I don't know who's in it, and I don't know who is actually, I know we're making money here. I mean, we got a profit margin on our fucking radio show that exceeds, far and away exceeds what a successful business would consider a healthy profit margin. But you know, it comes at a cost. You know, I'm getting a fucking ulcer here, man. You know, and I'm also I'm not sleeping and all this good shit. But it also succeeds because we just, you know, it's a one-stop, it's not one-stop, it's like you and me, and there's not really a whole lot in between us. You know, here it is, and if you like it, great, if you don't like it, boom, you're gone. And what's, there's no hassle, man. And I feel immediately the satisfaction or the disapproval. We feel it immediately, every month, with our revenue. We see it. It's a great way to do things, get right down to it. But it's just a fucking hassle, man. You know? It's just a fucking hassle. And I'm just looking for ways to, kick it a little bit more. I don't know. But so, out there in the podcast world are all kinds of people. There are former radio people that I stay away from like they have fucking smallpox. I'll tell you why. Because those motherfuckers would love to impose on this particular medium, on this particular, entertainment and informational delivery system, their old radio, mold, man. They'd like to drop the whole fucking radio thing on top of that, which is take a whole bunch of podcasts and sell them all to fucking Johnson & Johnson, or sell them all to fucking Palmolive, or sell them all to some big fucking ad agency in New York, get, you know, one career, like Dentine, chewing gum, bullshit like that, and they spend a whole bunch of money, and then you just parcel out this little bit of change to each one of these podcasts, and they're supposed to be happy with that shit. See? Well, I'm not, man. And I do not, and I, God bless our advertisers, I love advertisers when they are a support. But when an advertiser comes along and says, I want this for 14 cents, I don't do that. I don't play that shit anymore. And there's no reason why, and there's nobody in the world is going to sit there and tell me that's how the business is, because I got news for you, man. No, it ain't. No, it's not. And somebody better get their fucking head out of their ass. And I don't mean anybody in particular. I mean the overall. Anybody bringing that radio shit into the podcast business, and they're out there selling the bulk advertising, and they've got they're using podcasts as they used to do radio shows, which is they got a whole bunch of them in their stable, and they're all selling them all to one advertiser. It just doesn't work for me that way. And I would say, with all due respect, that, you know, every show, every podcast, every creative effort should be dealt with individually. And I think it's, you know, the same for us as it is for others. Our thing, for instance, I want to embed, if I'm going to do advertising, I need to have it embedded. I want to talk about it on the fucking show. I don't want to have 60-second commercials at the very beginning of the podcast, as many of you probably have heard. With all due respect to our MyCleanPC, it's a great advertiser, fantastic people, but I'd rather do that spot live. I don't want to do it as a record. And we, all these guys that come along and say, okay, we'll buy time in the Phil Henry podcast, and here is the recorded. I said, no, I'd like to embed it. Well, no, they want it recorded. Whoa, hold on for a minute, man. You guys aren't exactly fucking busting the bank here. I can say no to every single fucking solitary advertiser that's brought to me right now, and it isn't going to affect my ass one goddamn bit. Not one bit. I say this to any potential advertisers with the greatest of respect. If you have interest in buying our podcast at all, don't even bother, man, if you want to spend 6 cents and you want this, 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 and this. Ain't going to happen. It ain't gonna fucking happen. It's not fucking worth it. You understand? It's not worth it for you. It's not worth it for me. I'm not gonna break my fucking ass and do something that I think makes our show, our podcast, our webcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it, makes it sound worse. And what is my reward? Not really a very significant buy at all. It's ridiculous. Come on, you're not going to ask anybody. You wouldn't ask yourself to do that. You can't come around here and say, here is the buy that I propose, and for that, I want all of this shit. Are you kidding me? I can't do that. I'm not going to drive myself and my people crazy. My people. News from the radio world, Tim Sabian is no longer with SiriusXM, and I'm wondering if Tim Sabian was fired, or was has Tim Sabian stepped down, has resigned, etc. He's been there, was there 10 years. I retweeted Bubba the Love Sponge tweet about that. And I'm very, very curious to know just exactly what happened to Tim Sabian, who was the former vice president of entertainment and comedy at SiriusXM. Now, I say that not really knowing if that's true, but that was the title that he had on his Twitter account. It said senior vice president, entertainment and comedy, New York City. Didn't say anything about SiriusXM, so I'm assuming all he did was take away the SiriusXM part, huh?
You dig what I'm putting down?
All right, we're going to start things here with a very cool track called Seen It All, Jeezy. I like this one, Margaret.
Yes, I heard this earlier. It's good, yeah. But I'm more interested in talking a little bit more about all of the radio things and, oh, look at her.
Who?
What is her name, Casey Stewart?
Yes, she looks like you might even be a piece of tail.
Is that right? What do I do? Do I hit him or do you?
All right, wait a minute. All right, folks, we're going to be rejoining now all of our fine folk, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. And good morning to our Listen Live and to our tune-in listeners, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.